This is my friend Vicky, and I'd like to pray over her. Father God, I ask that you be with Vicky. Give her the patience and the calmness to clearly share your words today. She's done amazing things with her foundation, Lord, and we're so thankful for her and for all of the people working with her. Be with her this morning. Amen.
Amen. I am so enjoying worshiping with you guys this morning. What a blessing. I just love the love in this room. So thank you for the invitation to, you know, for me and a few of my friends to join you. Last year we were here, we had a much bigger entourage, but Rest Connection has grown so amazingly fast. And it's continued to. We're only 5 years old. We're in our sixth year now. And we're just growing like crazy. So as a result, our schedule is really full. And I thought I was going to be traveling solo this morning to be with you, but I had a couple surprise visitors come and support me. So while we're at lunch, they'll be able to help answer any questions you might have about Rest Connection and what's happening with us. I'm only going to scratch the surface of the things that are happening with Rest Connection, but what I will share with you is that, you know, as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, like, what would we do while we were praying in that last segment? What would we do if we didn't have the body of Christ to envelop around us, to support us, to pray with us, to pray for us? I don't know. I honestly don't know what I would do, but I know that there's so many people out there, particularly the women that are coming into Rest Connection, that don't know what that's like. So you have a treasure here this morning. I just want to remind you that. If you ever are tempted to take it for granted, don't, because you're greatly blessed with the body of Christ that you have here. So thanks for letting us be a part of your little moment here in worship this morning. And also, thank you for your support and your encouragement this year. As I said, Rest Connection is growing so quickly that let's just talk about me for a second. I need the support of the body of Christ as I am growing this organization. We're having such an amazing impact in the lives of women at risk. And I don't know what I would do if it weren't for your body and other parts of the body of Christ in our local communities that have stepped up, that are praying for us, that are supporting us financially. You know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do if it weren't for you. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your encouragement. We're in this together. Today I'm going to try to give you a little glimpse of what we are accomplishing as the body of Christ. In the hearts and the lives of women, because with your help we're making an immeasurable impact. So as I was praying about what to share with you, God just took me to the Isaiah 58, which has kind of been the theme of my year so far. God has really brought me here, primarily because I think he's calling me to pray and fast, but I'm not going to start fasting until after lunch today, because you guys have offered me free food, so I'm going to take it. But I am going to read Isaiah 58 for you, just to kind of bring you into the mix of what I think is happening here and what we're being called to do. And I'm going to start in verse 3. It says, "Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please. You exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast that I have chosen? Only a day for a man to humble himself? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying on sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. I love this next part because it says, what happens when we do these things? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here am I. This is what we're doing at Rest Connection, or at least it's what we're doing on the surface, right? These things. We're feeding the hungry. We're housing the unhoused. We're clothing those that don't have clothing. We're doing the things that God has called us to do, and that's what it looks like on the surface. But in reality, we're making disciples. So I appreciate whoever selected the commission, the Great Commission song up there. Good job, because that's what we're doing. We are, in fact, the Great Commission says, go and make disciples of all nations, and then teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. So as we are clothing the unclothed, housing the homeless, feeding the hungry, we're setting and loving them unconditionally with the love of Christ. We are raising them up to enter into an intimate relationship with their Savior, to listen, to hear to the voice, hear the voice of God on their journey of growth and healing. And we're helping women to rewrite their story. Because a lot of the women, I mean, we all have a story, right? I've got a story, you've got a story. The women that come to Rest Connection, in fact, this is interesting, because Kathy Minges, who was here with me last year, is our director of donor relations, or our development director. She sent me, of the 44 women we have helped to date, 37 were homeless when they entered our mentorship program. Today, that number is now 48, because she just sent this to me this week, but within the last 2 weeks, you know, there have been four more women that have come into my space that we are speaking into, and we're helping emotionally, financially, helping them navigate some of the struggles of life, because the bottom has dropped out of their life. Of those 37, 37 that we've helped, 37 have transitioned into stable long-term housing and not returned to homelessness. That is 100% God. Praise God. Praise God for that. It's amazing. Two are currently in temporary housing. Five are in our transitional housing. Four are in our transitional housing program. We've got five in our affordable housing program. But we haven't had anybody return to homelessness, which is amazing. It's an amazing story. But I'm going to share a story. I think I may have shared about Lizelle when I was here last time. I know I shared with you about Dee, but in 2019 is when God gave me the vision for Rest Connection. Actually, officially started in 2021, but a woman I call Lizelle because, I won't get into why, but I'm making up a name. We protect the innocent. When I met her, she had called me, because I'm a real estate broker. Of those that you don't know that, that's how I support myself and pay the bills for my family. But Lizelle called me saying, I think I need to sell my house. Because she had just found out that, you know, she was going to be getting a divorce. As I dug deeper with her, I had her come in. I learned about her story. When I sat down with her and learned about her story, I found out that she had had a career in the banking industry. She was living the American dream. She had a beautiful home in the country with her husband and her dog. Everything was exactly the way, you know, she wrote a story and was living it out. Within the course of a year, she got laid off from her job. She found herself in the throes of a divorce. She could not replace the income that she was making, so her savings got depleted to nothing. By the time she was forced to sell her house, which was about a year from the time I started working with her, because I was helping her navigate that whole thing, she was out of savings, had nowhere to go, and found herself living in her car, homeless. From living the American dream to homeless in the course of a year. By God's provision, and this is, she's my poster child right now for Rest Connection, because she's completing the story, and we have all these other women going behind her, right, and rewriting their story, and underlying it looks very similar. One of our tenants, my husband and I are real estate investors, we own properties. One of our tenants defaulted on a lease, and they destroyed the property. It was a mess. It needed a renovation on the inside. We were able to house Lizelle for 90 days in the house while we were renovating it. Her and her dog, they just moved right in, so we got her off the street. In 90 days, because she's an administrative, high-level administrative assistant in the banking industry, she's intelligent, she's organized, she's a problem solver, very tenacious in her personality, so in 90 days, she secured an entry-level job, but it was lower pressure, lower stress than what she would normally be, normally be exposed to. She was able to find temporary housing for her and her dog. We were able to help her fund the upfront monies that she needed to get into the cottage. And she lived in that cottage from 2019 through October of this past year when she bought a house. In between there, she was able to get a position at a local bank, back doing what she does, rebuilt her career, rebuilt her credit, was in therapy, doing all the hard work, the deep work, the transformational work that needed to happen. So I had the pleasure of helping her purchase a home and reestablish herself. That's the way the story is supposed to go, but it takes 6 to 7 years. There are so many organizations. I was on the phone, and this is not in my notes, but there are so many. I was on the phone with a woman yesterday who was rescued out of the clubs. She was dancing and prostituting herself. And there's a local organization that went into those clubs and rescued her out and then put her with another organization that was housing her and helping her on her journey. And she shared with me, she's back to homelessness now, and she was referred to me, and I was on the phone with her about an hour yesterday, listening to her story, and she said where they placed her in this organization, they doubled her rent every 90 days. They started low, started out at $250, and then it went to $500, then it went to $750. In the course of a year, she was at $1,000. Statistically, a woman that, women do not have the same earning capacity statistically that men do, okay? Statistically, a woman that does not have a skill set cannot afford more than $600 a month in rent per month. That's it. That is it. But there's organizations that are out there saying they want to help them, and they're pushing them into this earning capacity, or they cut them short and they're only giving them, we'll give you a year to get your act together. So how many of you have a life before Christ? Yeah, where you just needed, once you came to Christ, there was some work that needed to be done. You know what I'm saying? Do you think you could pull that off in a year? No, he's still working on me. That's all I'm saying. I grew up in the church. He's still working on me. It doesn't work that way. But unfortunately, organizations require money. And in order to get money, they have to have all these flashing statistics. And the people that give money want to see a lot of numbers. And that doesn't help. That doesn't help. Because they need time. They need 6-7 years, right? So at Rest Connection, we're giving women time. We're giving them time to go around the mountain a few times, you know? Like, remember the Israelites? That was 40 years. Yeah. But we're seeing the fruit of that now. So Lizelle is a story. We have, probably close to 50 women that are running in her footsteps, rewriting their stories. Because our goal is not just to get them to a place where they can get by. It's to help them build a solid, sustainable foundation for life to where they don't return. They just keep flying. They keep flying. And they bring others with them in their wake. So that's what we're doing at Rest Connection. In practically, the way that works in our world, we provide a mentorship program as our underlying program. Everybody that's in Rest Connection has to be mentored and have a mentor assigned to them. They're getting financial consultation. They're getting, they have to, if they're in the Rest Nest, which is our housing program, they have to get a monthly financial coaching. We provide transitional housing for those that otherwise be homeless. We are building an affordable housing program. We're working with landlords throughout the area, the region that are opening up their homes or properties that they have to where we can house women where they don't have to pay more than $400 to $600 a month. And that's hard. It requires a landlord that will take less rent, or it requires funding so that we can subsidize their rent. But we are committed to providing that because that's foundational. We've been able to, through donors, provide cars for women at no cost, help keep their cars running and their cars registered and insured and their licenses active and, you know, all those important things that they need to be able to go to work and to live and sustain life. And it just doesn't stop after a year, you know. As you know, we all have needs, and we dip and we flow, and we need a community, and we need a family. So at Rest Connection, we're an arm of the church. We need you because we need to be able to funnel the women back into the body of Christ, where that nurturing and that support will continue, and where they can then exercise the gifting, the natural giftings that God has given them in service to others. So how can you help? I'm being presumptuous that you want to. I know you're a praying body. If you do nothing more, the most important thing that I ask for is that you pray for us. The work that we do is hard. The women that we bring into Rest Connection come with a lot of baggage, a lot of pain, deep trauma. And you know, my gifting is I am called to step into the middle of that. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Not everybody is, okay? Cool thing is we don't have to be. What's your gifting? What is your part? That's all God calls us to do, right? Is to do our part. So please pray. If you fast, please rest. Because we've already seen what the fruit of that is, right? Be a connector. Connect. If you know women that need help, you can connect them with Rest Connection. If you know women that want to mentor others, and that is their gifting, to be an encourager, an advocate for the women. We need people that you know can advocate for them with local organizations for funding, whatever they need to fill the gap. If you can be a connector. You might want to be a financial partner, but definitely please connect us as God moves you to do so. And if you've got skills, giftings that aren't being used otherwise, and God is moving you to be a part of what we're doing, there's so many opportunities. We have women that need auto maintenance and auto repair and property maintenance because we've got a growing number of properties that we're adding to our our housing. We need drivers. We need people to impart skills, your money management, cooking, sewing, whatever. You know, you got skills that, that would help empower these women. You know, many of them come into our program having a lot of skills. Others do not. And they need to learn some life skills. So I would just ask that you be in prayer about Rest Connection, about any part that you might be called to do. Because my prayer for you is that your light would break forth like the dawn, and your healing would appear quickly, that your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call upon the Lord, and he will answer, and you will cry for help, and he will say, "Here am I." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, I'm reading the rest of Isaiah 58, if you didn't figure that out, you following along? Okay. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and the malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your noonday will become like the noonday, or your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land. He will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. We are surrounded by people in our community that are broken. God has endowed each one of us, not only with the ability, but the calling to help them rebuild those walls. We have what we need to do it. All we have to do is our little part. And amazing things happen when the body of Christ, the members of the body of Christ, just step up and do their little part. So this morning I'm inviting you to step in to the rebuilding of walls with Rest Connection. All I can say is you'll be glad you did. God bless you all. Thanks again for allowing me to spend some time with you this morning.